We've entered the Grazing Cafe tent, where we're now joined by Paula Sohanic, who is one of the venue managers at the festival here. Paula, what does the job entail?
I'm a venue manager. There's several venue managers that work across the festival, and because we're responsible for several different sites. We've got the demonstration and information tent, we've got the Grazing Cafe, we've got the Fountain Cafe, we run events in the Guild Hall, we run events in the Mansion House. So there's several venue managers and we all work together to ensure that the festival runs smoothly.
That before we started the interview, you were saying to us that this is your second year in venue managing. How does this year's festival compare to last year?
Well, this year we're running the Grazing Cafe, which we didn't run last year. This is a brand new venture this year. And so far it's running very well. We've had a lot of positive feedback. It's been very well attended. I think it's a great new venue.
And what's on offer here at the Grazing Cafe? I can see it's like a delicatessen range.
Yeah, the aim of the Grazing Cafe is to get on board some of the smaller shops and businesses in York that might not have the opportunity, the funds or the staff to run a stall. So what we've done this year is approach several different places around York and ask them if they'd like to provide something to go in our deli counter, and so people can come along and just get a grazing plate. So they pay £3 for the plate and they can choose any three items and they get a bread roll with it, or they can go for a larger plate, which is great for sharing, or if they want it to have as a lunch or their evening meal, and they can get six items for £5.
Now, because this interview's not being done for profit or anything like that, I think it would be okay to give the names of the companies who are taking part in this. Who's involved in this?
Well, at the moment, we've got Little Italy on Goodrum Gate in York, who provided us with some marinated mushrooms. We've got some chicken litter patty. We've got Ye Olde Pie and Sausage Shop on Shambles, who've provided us with some pork pies, some sausage rolls, some steak and ale pies. We've got Henshelwood's Deli up in Newgate Market. They've provided us with some Whitby crab patty, some sunblush tomatoes, some lentil salad. Burnholme Fisheries have been a big supplier. We've got some hot smoked salmon, we've got some mackerel, we've got some prawns. The Good Food Shop on Bishopthorpe Road have provided us with some cheese, some oatcakes. We've got Lalange on Peaceholme Green. They've provided us with some cheese, they've provided us with some speck. We're hoping to get tarts and titbits and Gillygate involved later on in the week, so we should have some different produce in the counter later on in the week. So yeah, like I say, it's a good variety of different establishments across York.
And are many of those organisations, are they new to the festival this year, or did they take part last year?
Well, like I said earlier, I mean, we didn't have the Grazing Cafe last year, so some of them are new to the festival this year, yeah, so it's a great chance to get new people involved, get more interaction with the local businesses and things in York.
Now, being a manager, do you get much time to have a look around the stalls at your own leisure and check out the things that are available?
Well, obviously I'm very busy and I work very, very hard. There's generally a very good interaction between all the stall holders. You know, everyone's very friendly, everyone wants you to try what they've got, see what they've got, talk to each other. You know, there's quite a good camaraderie going on between all the stall holders, yeah. So you do get a bit of time to yourself.
And is there still also a lot of time to be done for organising, even during the week of the festival itself?
Oh, yeah. It can be chaotic at times, definitely. I mean, you've got to remember that this, it's a year-round thing. You know, we don't just have the 10 days of the festival. We've got this whole planning and organising, and I think we take a couple of weeks off when the festival ends and then we start again for next year. So.
And what kind of things would you like to see take place at the festival next year, kind of from your own point of view?
I don't know. We've had some very different things this year. It's a different programme of events in the evening in the Fountain Cafe this year. For example, last night we had the Y Factor instead of the X Factor, which was really well attended. There was some real talent there, lots of up-and-coming York talent. So that was a really good event. It's nice to just sort of have things that people can join in. We had the Latin night and people could join in with the dancing and, you know, that kind of thing. So I think more of that.
And if there's people who are listening to this who want to come down to the festival, maybe find out a little bit of information first about what's happening, what's going to be taking place. How can people find out that information?
All the information's on the website, which I believe is yorkfoodfestival.com. But if they just Google York Food Festival, and there's also the information tent on St Sampson Square, which is generally staffed by Lynn and Tiff, who are very friendly and helpful. And we'll let you know all the information you need. The information tent is open from 9 o'clock in the morning through till about 7 o'clock in the evening, and there's demos on.